Livewire with Paul Turner.
Today on Livewire, I'd like to introduce to a great legend in our own, of our own. It's Joan Armour Trading. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, your current tour, what's made it be the last tour?
It's not the last tour. It's the last major world tour. So I'm not retiring. And it's not necessarily the last time that I'll be playing a live concert. But it's the last time I'll be playing touring as extensively. All my tours are very long. This tour started proper in September of 2014, and it will end at the end of this year, 2015. That tells you how long. I actually started in April. I did some gigs in April and then started September 2014 proper to the end of 2015. That tells you how long this tour is. The last tour was a similar length. Other tours have been similar lengths. A short tour is probably about 6 months. So the tours are always very long and very intense. You know, they tend to start and then just keep going until they stop. I don't tour for a month and then take 2 months off and then tour for another month and take a month off. I tend to just start and then finish. I'm 64 now. I'll be 65 by the time the tour ends. I had a birthday whilst I was on the tour. I became 64 on the tour, and I've become 65 on the tour as well. So after that age, I just want to, the longest I want to be on the road is, at a time, is say a month. No more than a month after this tour.
Well, it can be probably very exhausting carrying on and carrying on and carrying on, can't it?
Yeah, well, I enjoy it. I'm not too tired of it. And I don't want to get to the stage of feeling, oh no, I wish I wasn't in the Isle of Man. You know, I don't want to get to that stage. I'm still at a stage where I absolutely love touring. I don't feel too tired from it. I'm not, you know, it's not a chore. It's a complete pleasure. I love going on stage every night and seeing the reaction of the audience. Really enjoy playing. So it's all good stuff for me at the minute. But I think if I continue touring to the extent of the tours that I undertake, then I think it could get to the point where you just think, I don't think I want to be doing this, and I don't want to get to that stage. So this is a good time to really cut back. And obviously, as I say, I'm not retiring. I will be writing till the day I die. That's a definite. And I'll be putting out my music. Hopefully people will still want to hear it, but I'll certainly still be writing it. And I'll do the, you know, some live shows, but as I say, not to the extent that I've been doing them.
In the show, you go through your career's songbook, utilising various guitars and piano. How does that work?
The show is, it sounds silly to say it's the same as all the others, but all the others have always been that I play songs from different albums and I try and mix the songs up. So some tours I'll play this song, another tour I won't play that, I'll play something else. The only song I've played every single tour without fail is Love and Affection. Every other song, I've never played it on every tour. So I haven't always played Drop the Pilot. I haven't always played Willow. You know, I haven't always played Down to Zero. You know, so I try and mix the songs up and play things that people haven't heard for a long time, or have never heard. It's on an album, but they've never heard it live. So I try and mix it up, and that's exactly what I'm doing on this tour. So people will hear songs that they're very familiar with, songs that they've never heard, and songs that they haven't heard for a long time.
Sounds good to me. Now, you got an MBE?
I got an MBE, yes, 2001, which was a big surprise. Got the letter, and you know, in the letter they say don't tell anybody, so I didn't tell anybody. But that was fantastic. I know some people think it's, you know, it's not something you should entertain, but I think like any award, it's only somebody saying we admire some aspects of you, whether it's your work. Whether it's your charity work, whatever that is, they're saying we admire this, and this is the only way we know of how we can say we appreciate it. And an MBE is a part of that. It's just like getting any other award, like getting a nomination, even getting a nomination for a Grammy or winning an Ivor Novello Award. It's people saying we really appreciate your work. Can we give you this just to show how much we like it, and it's a nice thing. If there's people who don't want to be associated with it, that's fine. That's up to them. But I was very pleased. I enjoyed being given an MBE.
I'm right on target. Smell my perfume, drop the mahu, I'm the
pilot, try my balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my buffoon. Drop the mahoo, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. Drop the pilot, try my balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my buffoon. Drop the mahoo, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. Animal, mineral, physical, spiritual.
What countries are you going to be visiting on the rest of the tour?
You don't want a list; it's too long. But I'll be going. I did South Africa in April. I played lots of dates in the UK. This is 2014. Did some dates in South Africa. I did some dates in the UK, all around the UK. A lot of dates all around the UK. And then then at the end of 2014, December, I went to Australia and New Zealand. And then 2015, I went to Europe, and I won't name all the countries, but I went to lots of places in Europe. And then now I'm on the second UK part, which is playing bigger halls. To the halls that I played in 2014. Then I'll go to America and Canada, I think. I can't remember if Canada is now or September, but I'll go to America. Then I'll go to South Africa again. Then I'll go to Canada. Then I come back and I go to Europe again, and I do some more stuff here. So, as I say, in Europe, I won't list the countries, but it's extensive.
Do you have a favourite country that you've been to?
I'm glad you didn't say favorite audience, but if you say favorite country, that's very difficult to answer, because there's so many places that are just brilliant places to go to and just to visit. It's great being in the UK. The UK is fantastic. It's one of the best countries in the world. Don't let anybody tell you any different. It's a fantastic place to be. So that's definitely probably my most favorite place. But I love touring America. Love the people of Italy. Love South Africa. That's just an impossible question to answer, really. I think I should just say everywhere.
Have you got a favorite track of yours from the past, or do you like them all the same?
Well, because I've written them all, quite difficult to not like them all, really. And the reason that they're on a record is because I like it enough to put it on a record. So I like all of them. I do have one of my favourites to play is a song called Kissing and Hugging, which is, it's a great song to play because you could play it 10 times in a row and you could play it differently every single time. There's something about the rhythm of it that is really good for it, kind of improvising. So I love playing that song live.
And how many songs do you reckon you've written to date?
I've no idea. I don't know. I've never counted. But I've done 20 studio albums, so that's quite a few songs just there. So I've written a lot of songs.
And you're going to be writing many more in the future?
Absolutely. I should be writing till the day I die. That's not going to happen. That's not going to stop. As I say, I'm not retiring. This is nothing to do with retiring. This is just to do with not touring as much. But in terms of writing, that's my passion. That's really why I'm on this earth. I'm here to write songs. So, and it's my favorite thing to do. So that'll continue. As I say, until I die.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's myname.com, joanomatrading.com.
And do you do social media?
I've got a Facebook page. Again, it's my name, John Amatrade, Facebook.
We've got the album Starlight here.
Right.
Have you got a favourite track on that? And if so, what was behind it? And also, we'll let you introduce it on the show.
I think it's called I Want That Love. That's the Starlight album is jazz. I did a trilogy of blues rock jazz. 2007, the blues one came out, called Into the Blues. 2010, the rock, This Time in Life. And 2012, the jazz called Starlight. And this song, I Want That Love, is really getting into the intricacies of jazz, because jazz can be quite kind of complicated, if you like, sometimes. You don't necessarily want to listen to it and think complication, but when you're playing it, sometimes it can be quite complicated. And I like that about this song, is that it does lots of changes as the song goes along, and it sounds very jazzy, which it should, because it's jazz.
Well, I'll let you introduce that in just a sec, and like to thank you for appearing on the show, and good luck with the rest of the tour and everything else in the future.
Thank you very much, Paul.
If you'd love to like to introduce that track, then we'll play it on the show now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear a song of mine. My name is Joan Armatrading, and the song is called I Want That Love.
And I'm feeling fine in my spirit mind. Yeah, I'm right there next to you, and you call me baby blue. I won't change my mind, I won't change my mind. And I wonder why I feel the way I do. Well, I'll tell you, it's you that's who. Everybody tell me that I'm out of my mind. I'll never get you, I'll never get you. Everybody tell me that I'm out of my mind. I'll never get you, I'll never get you. Love, love is all I'm after. Don't care if it lasts forever. Make me feel so fine, like I'm important. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs to make work well, make some time to get some. Every day when the sun goes down, need that love. Doesn't matter if it's crazy love, I wanna get you on my side. It's not complicated. Everybody, that's everybody, want some love, it needs no explanation. Everybody, that's everybody, it's love that makes you wanna wake up in the morning. Love can bring you pain, it can drive you insane. For all that, it's a welcome drug. Feed me on intravenous hugs. Everybody tell me that I'm out of my mind. I'll never get you, I'll never get you. Everybody tell me that I'm out of my mind. I'll never get you, I'll never get you. Love, love is all I'm after. Don't care if it lasts forever. Make me feel so fine, like I'm important. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs to make work well, make some time to get some. Every day when the sun goes down, need that love. Doesn't matter if it's crazy love, I wanna get you on my side. It's not complicated. Everybody, that's everybody, want some love, it needs no explanation. Everybody, that's everybody, it's love that makes you wanna wake up in the morning. I wanna see you in the noonday sun, looking bright. I wanna see you in the dead of night and at the dawning. Everybody, that's everybody, want some love, it needs no explanation. Everybody, that's everybody, it's love that makes you wanna
wake up in the morning.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media.